Well, we're very thankful to the Lord for this time we've had together. I believe in the days we're living in, every opportunity we have to get together is so precious.
在这样的时候,
and it's wonderful how jealous the Lord is to meet us. He's made such a wonderful provision for us in His Son. That even at times when we've had a bad week,
有的时候我们这个礼拜过得不怎么好,
we can feel like, oh, I'm just wasted. It's no use to even get out of bed and come.
有时候觉得这个早上起来来聚会是一个浪费.
In His wonderful mercy, He comes in, He meets us, He touches us, He refreshes us.
我们的主在他的恩典中来遇见我们，来鼓励我们，来兴起我们.
We have a magnificent Lord.
我们的主是何等奇妙.
But we also have a very humble Lord.
我们的主又是那样的谦和.
It's so precious how even today the Lord continues to humble Himself.
直到如今，他仍然是那样的谦和.
To wash our feet and refresh us.
他今天仍然洗我们的脚，使我们得到更新.
And it's wonderful how we have opportunities to return unto Him and later on this morning remember Him at His table.
今天早晨我们也领受恩典能够来到主的面前来感谢他.
And we're so thankful that He hasn't left us alone.
我们感谢主，他没有把我们撇下做孤儿.
But He's given us His precious Holy Spirit and His precious Word.
他把他的圣灵和他的圣言赐给我们.
And this morning we want to come and continue to feast upon the Word of God.
让我们今天再次在神的话语中来享受.
During our times together we've been considering the book of Philippians.
当这段时间我们一同来默想腓立比书.
Because Paul in this letter shares a very heartfelt word of encouragement to these dear ones.
在这本书信里面，保罗就把他里面的那个爱来表达出来，来鼓励这些弟兄姊妹们。
As we shared the other evening, this is not so much of a doctrinal letter.
这本书不是属于教义的书信。
If you look at Romans and Ephesians and Colossians, you get a lot more doctrinal teaching.
在罗马书，在哥罗西书，你看到是关于教训、教育上的书信。
But this is a letter of one coming alongside these dear brethren to encourage them to press on in what lies ahead.
但这本书信乃是来到这个哥林多的，在那个腓立比弟兄姊妹旁边来鼓励他们的书信。
And as we find ourselves living in these last days, the Lord is wanting to encourage us to continue pressing on too.
在这个末后的时代。 我们的主也是要在我们的里面来鼓励我们，使我们向前行。
It was interesting this morning, as I was preparing, I was even hymning that, humming the song that we just sang, Higher Ground.
今天早上我在默想的时候，其实在我心里面就有一个同样的诗歌，就是更高之处。
The Lord's always wanting us to press on to that higher ground.
我们的主一直要我们鼓励我们到更高之处。
And but it's always with that end in view.
主一直有一个目标摆在我们的面前。
And the great encouragement that Paul shares with these in Philippi was of the love of Christ.
保罗乃是以基督的爱来鼓励他们。
In a fresh way, he wanted them to be to just reconsider this matter of the confidence they have of the love of Christ.
保罗乃是要鼓励他们重新在一个新鲜的感觉的里面来看基督的爱。
And even as we'll gather at the table in a while, we'll remember the cost of the love of Christ.
等一会我们在波饼聚会中，我们来想，可以想到他在这个主为了这个爱所付的代价。
Of how He loved us so much that He gave Himself utterly and completely.
他因着爱我们的深切，他把自己全部摆上赐给我们。
And then because of that great love, once we're captured, we're like we want to be like a Paul, controlled by the love of Christ.
一旦我们被这个基督的爱得着，我们就受这个爱的激励，像保罗一样。
And as we come to the last chapter of Philippians this morning,
今天早晨我们来到腓立比书的最后一章。
The thought we have this morning is as we've been considering this matter of the love of Christ.
我们一直在这段时间来思想基督的爱。
Paul shares a wonderful testimony in Philippians 4 verse 11.
在腓立比书第四章十一节里面，他这样分享。
He says in Philippians 4 11.
他在这个腓立比书四章十一节这样说。
Not that I speak from want, But I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am.
我并不是因缺乏说这话, 无论在什么情况, 我都知道可以自足。
There's a place of contentment the Lord desires for us to enter into.
因为神是要我们能够在各种情况里面都能知足。
There's a place of contentment that He has prepared for us.
我们知道神预备了一个地方, 一个情况是我们能够知足。
We pray that as we consider this morning, the Lord would touch our hearts in a fresh way.
但愿今天早晨神能够再一次很新鲜的来向我们说话。
So let's have another word of prayer.
让我们一同再祷告。
Lord, we do rejoice this morning for the bountiful provision we have in your beloved Son.
父啊, 我们为着在你的儿子里面所领受的丰富的恩典来感谢你。
Lord, we're thankful so much that we are those that have such an access into your presence.
我们感谢你, 我们实在是有一条这个道路能够到你的面前。
And Lord, because of the fullness of your work and your the completion of your work, we don't have to shrink back.
因着你完全的救恩,
but there is a confidence we have in you to come boldly into your presence. So this morning we come, Lord, with that boldness and a confidence in you to hear from you. And as we give ourselves to you, we look for the anointing and enabling for the spirit, soul, and body to behold all that you have.
当我们进到你面前的时候，我们的灵魂体都能够被你保守。
Lord, we're thankful that you are a God who loves us so much, you still speak to us.
感谢神，因为你爱我们，你仍然向我们说话。
Lord, it is still called today, and while it is today, we want to redeem the time.
当我们还有今日的时候，让我们救赎我们的光阴。
So we would come, Lord, in that spirit of Samuel and say, Speak, Lord.
我们来到你跟前，像撒母耳一样。
Thy servants are listening.
你的仆人在静听。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
奉你宝贵的圣名祷告。 Amen.
Amen. You were thankful as we've been looking at this book of Philippians.
我们在一同读腓立比书的时候，我们心中满了感谢。
Paul started off at that first chapter of reinforcing this matter of the confidence these dear ones can have in the love of Christ.
他在第一章里面告诉我们，我们对于主的爱的那个确信确据。
And the confidence wasn't in themselves.
他这个确据不是在他们自己身上。
It was in that precious promise that he who had begun a good work will complete it until the day of Christ.
乃是在那宝贵的应许，那就是在你们心中动了善功的，必要成全到底。
And that is a very personal, real promise to each one of us.
这是在我们每个人是一个。 亲切切身的一个鼓励,
and it's important that we stop and consider this.
让我们能够停下来来思想这个应许。
Is this promise just a theory in our life?
这个应许难道只是一个理论吗?
Or have we started to experience some of the reality of it?
或是在我们生活中我们体会到这件应许的实际。
The Lord is jealous that we enter into the reality of the confidence we have of His great love.
因为主实在迫切地盼望我们每一个人都进到这个实际中。
And we to show us the wonderful commitment He's made to us.
因为主把他自己交托给我们。
The confidence we have in Him.
使我们能够对他有确据。
In chapter 2, we saw the cost of that great love.
我们在第二章里面看到这个基督的爱的代价。
And the cost of that love of how He went to Calvary and died.
因着爱他付了极大的代价在十字架上为我们舍命。
And because of that great love,
因着这个大爱,
each one of us, like a Timothy,
每个人, 我们就像提摩太一样,
can leave the comforts of home behind.
使我们能够离开舒适的家庭生活,
and go forth with a spiritual confidence in Christ.
使我们能够在属灵里对基督有这个把握。
Timothy in himself was always shrinking back.
我们知道提摩太是一个胆小的人。
But thank God by the confidence he had in Christ.
但是因着他对基督的那个确据确信,
Paul was able to write a wonderful testimony of Timothy.
保罗能够对提摩太说，他提摩太有一个美好的见证。
Timothy was no longer concerned about himself.
提摩太不关心自己的事。
But above all, he was concerned for the interest of Christ.
他乃是关心基督的事。
And last night, as we looked at chapter 3,
昨天晚上我们读到第三章,
we see that marvelous testimony from Paul of how he was controlled by the love of Christ.
我们看到保罗自己本身的见证，他怎样被这个基督的爱激励。
No longer living for himself, but living for the one who first loved him and died and rose again for him.
他不再为自己活，乃是为着这位为他死而复活的主活。
Paul, as he was after that great day of salvation and when he saw the Lord,
当他得救的时候，他看到了主。
Everything that had been of value to him, he put it behind and counted it as rubbish.
他把所有对他有益的事情，就把他们当作粪土丢在一边。
To know that surpassing value that we have in Christ.
他能够以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
And even as Paul was serving the Lord very faithfully,
保罗一直非常忠心地服侍主。
Paul wasn't relying upon his past works.
但是他不停留在他过去的
But he was always pressing on to know the Lord more and more. Now the way we serve the Lord might be very different. The Lord had Paul serving in one way. There's great diversity of service within the house of God. The Lord has simply calls each one of us to be faithful with what He puts in our hands.
神呼召我们，让我们能够把他交给我们的工作，使我们能够忠心到底。
And then as we're faithful to continue desire to serving Him even more and more.
使我们能够更忠心的来服侍更多的事。
And then finally as Paul concludes this letter,
最后保罗这样结局,
we see how in verse 4 again he affirmed chapter 4 verse 1
在第四章第一节他是如此说,
he reaffirms his great love for them.
他对着腓立比的弟兄姊妹再一次让他们知道他的爱。
And he's encouraging them in this way.
他这样的鼓励他们,
he says, therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy, my crown, stand firm in the Lord, my beloved.
他是这样说, 我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们, 你们就是我的喜乐, 我的冠冕, 我亲爱的弟兄, 你们应当靠主站立得稳。
He knows that in the days ahead there would be many challenges for them.
他知道他们要面临很多的困难,
but based upon what he shared and encouraged them in these first three chapters,
他用三章时间来鼓励他们。
That wonderful word, therefore,
你知道这边有一个所以,
what has gone before, he's summing up these three chapters.
他把这个前面三章所讲的在第四章做一个总结。
And he's encouraging them to stand firm.
他鼓励他们要靠主站立得稳。
But he doesn't just say, he wants you to stand firm and stop there.
他不是光是要他们站立得稳而已。
It's standing firm in the Lord.
那是靠主在主里面站立得稳。
The Lord who has led them and kept them so far.
主一直带领到, 把他们带领到这个地步。
As they daily stand firm in him, he will continue to lead them on.
他们每天在主面前站立得稳的时候, 主就继续带领他们往前行。
But we're thankful how in the final word of encouragement,
在最后他鼓励的话语中,
Paul writes to them as we read in verse 11,
保罗用11节的经文来鼓励他们,
I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am.
他说说, 无论在什么情况, 我都可以知道自主。
And how this is such a valuable lesson for us.
这个是何等宝贵的功课。
There's so many things that rob us of the contentment we have in Him.
因为很多的事情是我们的里面没有满足的心。
Pressures from without, pressures within, so many things come in to try to rob us of that place of peace and rest that we have.
从里面的压力, 从外面的压力, 很多的事情使我们失去这个自主的心。
And if you remember the circumstances when Paul was writing this,
你要记得这个保罗当时所在的那个情形。
And he was in Italy at the time.
他那个时候写这个书信的时候, 他正在意大利。
But he wasn't on the Italian Riviera sitting on the beach.
他不是在这个意大利的海滩上这个休息。
He was in a filthy Roman prison chained to a guard.
他是在罗马的监狱里和那个罗马士兵绑在一起。
He wasn't certain what was going to happen to him.
他不晓得将来会如何。
At the point he didn't know whether he was going to live or going to die.
他甚至告诉我们他不晓得他要活着还是活要死掉。
And in the midst of those horrible circumstances, he is able to testify.
在这样困难, 邪恶的, 情况里面他能够这样做见证。
I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am.
他说我已经学会了无论在什么情况都可以知足。
And this is, it's so precious how it says Paul learned this.
这边有一个非常宝贵的话,他说是保罗呢,他是学会了。
This isn't something just natural characteristic of Paul.
这不是天然的,自然的,出于保罗自己的个性。
Because normally as we read about Paul's life, we would not describe him as a contented person.
我们读到保罗书信的时候,我们发现保罗不是一个知足的人。
He's pressing forward, he's pressing on, he's driven, he's an outgoing extrovert.
他这个人是一个外向的,是努力向前的,是永远不停歇的人。
But what is this contentment that Paul speaks of?
那么这边讲的知足是,保罗是指什么讲的呢?
And how is this contentment learned and applied within our lives?
我们怎么能够一同学习这个知足的心呢?
We're not here just to learn about Paul.
我们不是在这里学习保罗。
We want to learn from Paul's life that it can impact our life.
我们乃是从他的生命中来学习,使我们的生命也能像主一样。
Brothers and sisters, we can learn everything in this precious book.
我们在圣经里面可以学到很多其他的事。
We can acquire great knowledge of this book.
我们从这圣经中可以学到很多的知识。
But if it's just in our heads,
但是这些知识只不在我们的脑筋中,
and it doesn't impact our life,
假如这个我们所知道的不能够影响我们的生活,
there's no eternal value there.
那么就没有永恒的价值。
The Lord is desiring that this word of God would impact our lives.
就主呢盼望用他的话来影响我们的生命和生活。
So we want to look at these two questions on what is this contentment and how did Paul learn it?
我们要看这个两个问题，一个是他知足是指的怎么说的，或者他怎样学习的。
There are two questions, but we'll actually look at them together.
我们把这个两个问题一同来考虑。
Because they're so interwoven throughout his life.
因为这两件事情是缠在一起的。
What is this contentment that Paul speaks of?
所以保罗在这边说的这个知足是指的什么说的呢?
Now, as you look in a Greek dictionary,
如果是你读这个希腊文的字典的话,
I don't know if anybody in here has a New American Standard Bible.
我不晓得你们中间有没有的新美国标准版的圣经。
But if you look at the little footnote in the margin there,
你如果读到它的那个旁注的话,
the Greek definition for the sufficient means this Greek definition for content.
这个希腊文的这个意思是这样。
Means self-sufficient.
是说到自己能够供应自己。
And that sounds strange to us.
这个听起来是有点奇怪的。
Self-sufficient?
你能够自己供应自己。
We usually think of anything as self as negative.
我们知道在 在我们的教训里面,这个任何有关自己的事都是不好的。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul even says, we're not sufficient in ourselves.
保罗在哥林多后书里面说,我们没办法自己供应自己,我们没办法承担任何事。
But actually, this Greek word,
但是在这里有一个希腊文,
it's not so much speaking of the source of our sufficiency,
它不是说到我们这个 自主供应自己的那个源头是什么?
As the inwardness of our sufficiency.
乃是说到我们的里头的那个源头。
We're finding our sufficiency not from outward circumstances.
他说到说我们自己能够供应自己的源头不是外面的一些事物。
But we're finding our source of sufficiency and contentment from the one who lives within us.
我们知足的心的那个源头是在于那个住在我们里面的这位。
This is why Paul says he had learned to be content.
所以在这里保罗说,我学会了知足。
He learned that to live for Christ was his desire.
他学习到如何能够知足来服侍主。
It's wonderful how as you look at these verses,
这个当我们读到这段经文的时候觉得非常奇妙。
All of the outward circumstances could be horrible.
我们所面临的外面的环境可能是非常的邪恶。
There's nothing outward that will meet my needs right now.
在外面的情况里面没有一样可以满足我们的。
But I have learned to be content.
但是我们在其中仍然能够学习知足。
I have found the all sufficiency of the love of Christ within my heart.
因为我们发现在我们里面的基督能够满足我们一切的需要。
It's almost paradoxical.
我们知道这个听起来有点像矛盾。It's
like when Paul said in 2 Corinthians.
就像是在这个哥林多后书他说的一样。
He said, I'm as if having nothing and yet possessing all things.
他那边说到是好像什么都没有，然而什么都有。
Outwardly he had nothing.
从外面看他一无所有。
But in reality of Christ he possessed all things.
但在基督的实际里面他是样样都有。
And that's what we have too.
就像我们今天一样。
Yeah, it's not so much what we have outwardly.
不是我们在外面拥有什么,
but it was that possessing all things.
然而我们样样都有在基督里。
And as Paul went through these various circumstances of life,
当保罗经过各样情况的时候,
this was how he learned this.
他学习到了这个秘诀。
Through many of the circumstances, both the positive and the negative circumstances of life,
在好的或者在坏的情况里面,
he had learned how the Lord was all sufficient in every situation.
他学习到主耶稣是可以满足他一切需要的。
Now this contentment that Paul had, it was not just a fatalistic thought of que sera, sera.
这个保罗所说的知足呢，不是他脑海里面所发明的一些东西。
It wasn't a complacent, passive thought.
它不是一个知足，然后满足停顿的那种情形。
So does que sera, sera, does that translate?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. You just went right through that. I thought you nailed it. Okay. All right.
Make you feel like a chance.
Okay.
But not.
You have freedom. Okay. All right. I can't trip him up at all. He's too good. But we see how Paul, this wasn't just a passive letting life control itself.
这不是消极的让生命呢来生活呢来控制我们。
But he knew God was doing a great work.
乃是基督在我们里面做成伟大的事工。
And he was one that was going to be pressing on for that upward call of Christ.
是主在我们里鼓励我们能够上更高之处。
Now we, you know, praise God, this is something that is learned.
我们知道这是需要学习的。
And if we could come to a place of seeing that all of the various circumstances of life that get us out of rest are actually opportunities from the Lord to learn of His all-sufficiency. To learn of that place of contentment and rest that we have in Him. So often situations at home or within the family or school or work, they get us so out of rest.
有时候我们在学校，在家里，在工作上遇到很多事情，使我们能够没有安息。
We end up murmuring like the children of Israel in the wilderness.
我们像以色列人一样在里面抱怨。
We're doubting God's way.
我们的对主的话，主的道路有怀疑。
I mean, it would be very reasonable for Paul to think.
我们知道保罗如果是这样思想的话，非常合理的。
As a natural man to say, look, I have served God so much. Why does he have me in prison?
他可以很自然地这样说，我服侍主这样忠心这样多，为什么我今天还在监狱里呢？
I've served him all these years. Why doesn't he let me just retire over here and be at ease?
我服侍他这么多年，为什么主不让我们能够有一个舒服的退休的生活呢？
But he was so captured by that love of Christ.
但是保罗是被基督的爱捉住得着的。
He knew that God had a plan in view.
他知道主有一个目的，有一个目标。
There was that no doubting of God's ways.
他从来不对主的道路有怀疑。
No doubting of his faithfulness and his provision.
他从来被对主的信实和他的供应有怀疑。
But oftentimes within our hearts, these doubts arise.
在我们心中常常会有这种怀疑。
We get fretful, we get anxious.
我们里面就满了忧愁。
And then what happens in those situations?
在这种情况中, 发生什么事呢?
We try to handle them in our own self.
我们的就是自己来掌握这些，想要自己掌握这些情况。
We find ourselves in a situation in which, like, we can't wait for God, we have to act.
我们说，哎，我们不能再等候神了，我们要自己行动。
It's like in the Old Testament when the Lord told Saul, the king, to wait for that sacrifice.
就像在旧约圣经里面告诉我们，先知告诉扫罗王，叫他等，等候先知来献祭。
He said, "You wait, Samuel will be back."
这个先知告诉扫罗说。 你要等到那个撒母耳回来。
But as Saul looked around, the people were mumbling, the people were starting to leave.
当保罗看到周围的人呢，他们开始抱怨，然后他们开始离开他了。
And he took things into his own hands.
他就开始自己采取行动。
He didn't really have that confidence in the Lord.
他对主没有信心。
And how often we end up doing that in our own lives.
我们像扫罗一样，我们也是这样在我们生命中、生活中这样安排。
Relying upon something else than instead of relying upon the Lord.
我们信靠别的事物。
And I'm so glad that it says Paul learned this.
我非常感觉到这个非常宝贵，乃是保罗学会了这些事。
Because now we don't know of all the circumstances of Paul's life.
我们不晓得每一个保罗所经过的事情。
But we know that Paul was a sinner saved by grace like all of us.
我们知道保罗像我们一样，乃是一个罪人，蒙了恩典。
So as he went through this process of learning,
当他 学习的过程中,
there are probably some opportunities when he didn't really trust the Lord at the moment.
可能在学习的过程中, 有段时间他不是那样的信靠主。
There was a time when he said, I was very anxious. I didn't know. I was so concerned about Silas.
他可能在心里面有些忧虑担忧就说哎呀这撒拉弟兄希拉弟兄我不晓得他会怎么样。
Look back at 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
我们那个主 读到这个哥林多后书的第七章,
this shows that Paul went through this learning process.
我们知道这个时候这个
2 Corinthians 7:5.
我们在那个哥林多后书的第七章第五节,
now you remember this, he written in Philippians about learning to be content.
你们知道这个在腓立比书我们刚刚读过他学会了知足。
But I love these verses because it shows us Paul's humanity of how he was going through this learning process.
我们知道保罗在肉身里面像我们一样都需要学习的有一个学习的过程的。
Because oftentimes we learn more from our failures than we do from our so-called successes.
我们知道说我们在我们失败中学习的比我们在成功的时候更多。
Look at 2 Corinthians 7:5.
从那哥林多后书第七章第五节是这样说。
For even when we came into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were afflicted on every side, conflicts without, fears within. But God, who comforts the depressed, comforted us by the coming of Titus.
他说，我们从前就是到了马其顿的时候，身体也不得安宁，周围遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。
Yeah, Paul, in the midst of his circumstances, he was out of breath. He wasn't content at this moment.
在这段时间里面，这段经文里面，我们知道保罗里面没有知足。
And it's a beautiful picture here of how at times God meets us directly in a time of crisis.
我们看到这在经文里面是，当我们遇到危机的时候，神呢特别来遇见我们。
But how did God meet Paul in this situation?
在这个事情中, 神是怎样来遇见他们呢?
He met him through another brother within the body of Christ.
神是借着另外一个在基督身体的弟兄来遇见他们。
Titus came alongside Paul and comforted him.
提多来到保罗的身边来安慰了他。
You know, are we in such a place that we can receive the comfort from brothers and sisters?
我们是否是有这种情形，就是我们从弟兄姊妹身上得着神的安慰呢？
Do we know the value of the comfort we can receive from one another?
我们实在是看重从弟兄姊妹来的安慰吗？
Sometimes we can say, "Oh, I just want God to speak to me."
有时候我们说，我要神直接向我说话。
I want God to comfort me.
我要神直接来安慰我。
And then when He sends someone, we don't want to. We ignore the person. We're waiting on to God from our own concepts.
有时候神派遣弟兄姊妹安慰我们，说我们说我不要从弟兄姊妹的安慰，我要从神直接来的安慰。
Yes, sometimes He speaks to us directly, maybe through our prayers, maybe through a word.
是的，神有时候直接安慰我们，从我们读的圣经，从我们的祷告中。
But He also uses our brothers and sisters in a way.
但是不要忘记，神也常常借着弟兄姊妹来安慰我们。
You know, when Titus went there, Titus probably didn't have any idea of Paul's condition.
提多来到保罗面前的时候，提多可能不晓得保罗里面的那个挣扎。
But just by his very presence, there was a comfort there.
但是借着他自己的来到，把安慰带给了保罗。
You know, sometimes when ones are going through an illness or various difficult circumstances,
有时候弟兄姊妹经过病痛或者其他的难处,
at times, maybe somebody, their wife is going through a surgery or something.
有时候自己的姊妹经过一些手术,大手术,
and someone just comes to the hospital and sits with them.
有其他弟兄姊妹来到医院就坐在那里,
they don't have to say a lot of words.
他不需要说很多的话,
at times, the words are appropriate.
有时候话语是多余的,
but at times, it's just the presence of one who cares for you there to strengthen you.
只要有一位在那里表明他们关心你,
don't come under pressure to feel like you have to say something.
不要觉得你有压力说一定要讲些什么,
if God puts something upon your heart, yes, share it.
如果神确实把一些话放在你心中,
sometimes it's just that coming alongside and walking with someone through the midst of a trial.
更多的时候乃是来到他们的身边和他们一同同行,
this is the strengthening and the building up of the body of Christ.
这是基督的身体怎样得到建立的一个方式。
Praise God, Paul, through the various circumstances of life, he was able to testify of this.
保罗呢, 经过各样的情形在他生活中,
and as we're in this school of Christ, we want to learn this sufficiency also. If you go back and study 2 Corinthians,
如果你去研究哥林多后书,
one of the key words in this book is sufficiency.
这个书的要字呢就是知足。
We know 1 Corinthians really speaks how that when those dear ones were more of a carnal nature.
我们知道这个第一哥林多前书是讲到肉体。
And the 2 Corinthians is one focuses more on that spiritual character and nature.
我们在第哥林多后书呢乃是注重的属灵的那个特质。
Let's look back at just a couple of these verses that Paul encourages these ones in Corinth on.
我们来看看这个保罗如何来鼓励这个哥林多的教会的弟兄姊妹们。
Look at 2 Corinthians 3:5.
我们来读哥林多后书的3章第5节。
Some translations use the word sufficient, some translations use the word adequate.
这个地方有些地方说到翻译成承担, 有些地方翻译到知足。
If we look at 2 Corinthians 3:5.
我们如果读这个第三章第五节这个地方,
not that we are sufficient in of ourselves to think of anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事, 我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
This is what Paul, as he's laying out this principle to these dear ones, he says, the sufficiency, the strength, the life we have is from the Lord.
他乃是告诉这些哥林多的亲爱的弟兄姊妹们是说, 他们不是凭自己能够知足或者承担什么,乃是靠着神,出于神。
And over and over through this letter, he's reminding them of this.
在这本书信里面,他一直的来提醒哥林多的教会弟兄姊妹们。
And much of it is summarized in 2 Corinthians 9.
在第九章的地方,他就这样的做一个结局。
If we look at 2 Corinthians 9:8.
哥林多后书第九章第八节的地方,
this is another one of those comprehensive, all-inclusive verses of Paul.
这个就是保罗常常喜欢用的那个包罗一切的一个结局的经文。
Again, he's writing like a lawyer to close all the possible loopholes.
他像一个律师一样,他的书信呢,想要把所有的漏洞都补起来。
This is one of those verses that it's good to memorize.
这样的经文呢,是值得我们去
because as we find ourselves in various situations,
因为我们可以, 遇到各种不同的情形,
the 2 Corinthians 9:8 is a marvelous encouragement to our hearts.
哥林多后书第九章第八节这句话对我们来说是一个很大的鼓励。
Look through this 2 Corinthians 9:8.
So 我们来读哥林多后书九章第八节。
And it says, God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed.
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们,使你们凡事常常充足,能多行各样善事。
Paul had this verse written upon his heart.
保罗
That's why he was able to testify, I've learned to be content in whatever circumstances I'm in.
所以他能够见证说, 不论在怎样的情况中,
Again, look at the comprehensive nature of this verse.
你想想看, 有,
he has so many words that we might think are extra words.
我们知道保罗用的字有时候我们觉得是多余的
But it's closing any loophole because the enemy loves to come in and try to say yeah but
但是他是乃像律师一样 要把所有的这个法律上的漏洞都补起来
Yes, God is this but in your situation, no
就像那仇敌常常跟我们讲说 你是这样子讲 但是呢就另外一个情形是
Yes, God loves this brother but in your situation he doesn't love you
仇敌跟我们说 是, 神爱这位弟兄, 但是你的情形就不太一样了。
Yes, God's grace is great, but in your situation, it's not good.
或者仇敌说, 这个神的恩典是太美好了, 但是你的情形就不太一样。
Look at this verse.
让我们读这段经文。
It says, God is able to make all grace abound to you.
他这边讲说, 神能将各样的
He, does, he doesn't say God is able to make grace abound to you.
他没有说是神能够将恩惠多多的加给你们
But it's all grace abounding to you
他这说是各样的恩惠
And even that word abounding
就算是这个字这个多多的加给你们
He could say he's made all grace available to you
他可以说是神能将这个恩惠呢加给你们
But no, he's calling all of his grace to abound to you, to overflow
但是他在这边乃是说的多多的加给你们
So when?
说是什么时候?
So that if you continue, it says that always.
他说是凡事,
not just sometimes.
不是说到有的时候,
always having all sufficient, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed.
他说是使你们在凡事上, and 神能够将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们充足，常常充足。
He could have just said that you have a sufficiency in all things.
他可以说是你们在这个凡事都充足啊。
But he's reinforced. He says there's an all sufficiency here.
他这边讲到说是凡事常常。
And again, not just in some things, but in everything.
他不是说的有一些事情，乃是说凡事。
And again, there's a sufficiency. Abundant sufficiency, you have an abundance for every good deed.
所以他就收到在多行各样的善事,
not just some good deeds.
不是有一些善事,
this is an overflowing verse of the abundance of the life of Christ that we have been brought into.
所以你在这里看到神带我们进到基督里丰盛满溢的那个生命中。
Can you stop and think of a time in your life when this verse would not apply?
你能够从你的生活中,你的经历中,能找到一个情况,这个经文不能适用吗?
There's no ifs, ands, or buts related to this verse.
这里边没有但是,或者是没有这一切例外。
This verse, the Lord is promising His all-sufficient provision of life and grace for us in everything.
这件经文乃是告诉我们在各样的情形里面凡事神都能够用他的各样的恩惠来充充足足地满足我们的需要
That includes our home life
它包括我们在家庭的生活
School life, work life
学校里的生活或者工作上的生活
The relationships we have with one another
或者在我们中间个人之间的关系上
Even the messes that we make of ourselves
有些时候我们造成的很多困难中
When we have created a problem for ourselves
有时候我们自找麻烦, 为自己找了很多麻烦。
There is an all-sufficient provision in Christ to work through that problem.
但在基督里面我们有各样充足的恩典能够使我们能够带领经过这些难处。
And this is what Paul had discovered.
这是保罗所学会所发现的。
Because of that, he could write of God's contentment.
所以在他能够说我现在知道神的怎样知足了。
We remember later on in 2 Corinthians of how Paul had that thorn in his flesh.
你知道这个 在哥林多后书告诉我们说，他的肉体里面有一根刺。
And he prayed for the Lord to take away, to get rid of it for him.
他祷告三次，求主把这个刺挪去。
And the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient."
主说，我的恩典够你用。
In whatever situation we find ourselves in,
我们不能在各样的 情况中
there is an all sufficiency of His grace and love for us.
主的恩典是充充足足有余的。
Christ was Paul's sufficiency.
基督是保罗能够知足的。
I was reading a sermon by a brother from England named C.H. Spurgeon.
我最近读这个一位在英国的弟兄叫做斯伯恩弟兄。
Now, I don't know if any of you have ever seen a picture of C.H. Spurgeon.
我不晓得你有没有看过他的相片。
But to say that he was obese is an understatement.
你如果说他是胖的话你是轻描淡写的形容的。
He loved to eat.
这位弟兄喜欢吃。
Since I've been here, I've already been to two buffets.
我来到你们当中我已经吃了两次的这个 buffet。
Spurgeon would love coming here.
斯布森弟兄非常欢喜来到你们当中。
He's one of these men, he would put the buffet out of business.
他如果来这边吃的话就把buffet店都要关门。
But one day after his Sunday morning sermon,
有一天呢一个主日信息之后
he went to the home of a farmer for lunch.
他到一个农村的家里吃饭。
You know, the farmers, when they have lunch, they always fix a big feast.
我们知道这个农民呢通常他们做的食物都是非常丰富的。
So after lunch, Spurgeon and the farmer go out and they're walking around the farmyard.
吃了中饭以后他就和这个农民呢一同在这个外面闲逛。
And on top of the barn, the brother has a weather vane.
在那个仓库的上面呢有一个是通气孔。
And it would show which way the wind blows.
在通气口上面有一个这个风向针。那告诉你风往哪里吹。
And it was, there was something written on this weather vane.
在这个风向针上写的几个字。
And Spurgeon, he couldn't see what it was.
那个斯伯恩呢他看不到那写的字。
And so he asked the farmer, what do you have written on that?
所以他就问这个农民说你们写的是什么字呢
?And the farmer was so proud.
这位农民听到了以后就觉得非常骄傲。
I wrote on that vane myself, God is love.
他说是我亲自在那上面写的这个字神是爱。
And Spurgeon actually got indignant.
但是斯布真的听了以后很生气。
Hey, what do you mean writing God is love up there?
你把神是爱写在这上面到底是什么意思呢
?You should put that in your house so you could see it.
他说你应该把这个字呢写在你的门口上所以你能常常看到它。
So this little farmer, he kind of picked himself back up.
就可怜的农民呢就觉得很失望。
And he looked up at, and he looked at Brother Spurgeon.
他就看这个斯伯恩弟兄。
And he said, Brother Spurgeon, when I look at that,
他说斯伯恩弟兄啊当我看到这个字
it reminds me of the reality.
他能够使我想到这个真实。
That whichever way the wind is blowing, God's love is with me.
不管风向吹向哪个方向呢神的爱一直与我同在。
When I have the warm breezes of the summertime that help my crops, God is with me.
当冬天当大地夏天的暖风来使我的庄稼成熟的时候神与我同在。
But even when I have the cold, hard wind of winter that can do much damage.
当是北风来了寒冷的冬天的风来了使我的庄稼都受害的时候。
I still know God's love is with me.
我仍然知道神的爱与我同在。
Brothers and sisters, that's the love we have with us every day, whichever way the wind's blowing.
这样的爱今天我们同在不管风是吹向哪一个方向。
This is where we're coming into this.
这是我们要进入的那个时机。
It's a willingness of submitting ourselves to the Lord.
但是我们自愿的把自己交给主。
And realizing that He has a wonderful way and wonderful plans for us.
并且了解神对我们有一个非常美好的目的和目标。
But it's something that we learn.
这是我们需要学习的。
We go through many difficult situations.
我们会经过很多困难的情况里。
We can go through some easy situations.
有时候我们的情况是很容易的。
And if, sometimes when we go through the easy situations, the problem is we actually rely upon ourselves.
当我们遇到容易的情况的时候我们的问题是我们就靠自己
and we don't rely upon him.
我们不靠这位主
as I said my training and my background is that I'm a CPA
我提到过我的背景是我是一个会计师
so for a good number of years in the assembly in Richmond I was involved with the finances
so 我在这个
I remember one time we had a widow who was going through some difficult financial situations, and we gave her a check to help her.
有一段时间，有一位寡妇在我们中间呢，我们就在财务上帮助她。
And she called me up that week, and she wanted to thank us for the love gift.
那个礼拜呢，她打电话来感谢我们。
And we told her no, we love her, we just want to be supporting, standing with her.
我就跟她讲说，是因为我们爱她，所以我们愿意帮助她。
And then she says, but Brother Mac, I just have one question.
她说是麦克弟兄啊，我有一个问题。
She says, how much is the gift for?
她说是这个礼物到底是值多少钱呢？
I said, what do you mean? It's on the check.
我说是这个礼物就是支票嘛, 就是那个价钱就在写在那支票上啊。
She said, no, you gave me a blank check.
她说不不不, 你给我的支票是空的, 空白的。
In my naturalness of thinking, I get so careless, I just don't rely upon the Lord. And my natural ability, I forget and just give her a blank check.
因为我常常做这些事情，我就依靠我自己。 就把一个空白的支票呢，寄给了这个姊妹。Fortunately,
she was a good sister.
感谢主呢，这位姊妹实在是很好的姊妹。
The Lord uses these things to teach us. Do we learn from them?
神用这种情形呢，教导我们，到底我们学习依靠他吗？
Of relying upon Him in all these situations.
是不是在各样的情形中来依靠他？
Some of the situations are more difficult.
有时候情形会很困难。
You think of the life of Joseph.
你看看这个约瑟的环境。
You remember the wonderful testimony at the end of Joseph's life when he was with his brothers?
我们看到那个最后的结局是何等美好，当约瑟与他的兄弟们相见的时候。
And he was able to comfort his brothers and tell them, you didn't do this, God did this.
他这样安慰那些他的兄弟们，他说的不是你们做的，这是神做的。
Joseph had learned to place his full reliance upon God.
因为约瑟经过许多困难之后，他学习。
Because there was a time in Joseph's life when he relied upon man and got his heart broken.
因为有一段时间呢，约瑟是来信靠人，使他的心都破碎了。
Remember the story of Joseph when he was in prison.
你记得这个约瑟在监狱里的时候。
And he was there with the baker and the cupbearer, and they both had dreams, and Joseph interpreted them.
你知道那边是有一个是。 的膳食长，另外一个是酒政长，他们两个人都做了梦。
Of how the baker was going to die, the cupbearer was going to be restored.
我们知道在这个梦里面，约瑟告诉他们说，这个膳食长要死，这个酒政长呢要被提升。
Do you remember what Joseph said to the cupbearer at the end of that chapter?
你记不记得这个约瑟呢，来告诉这个酒政长的那些话？
He said, when you get free, you remember me to Pharaoh.
当你的释放的时候，当你提升的时候呢，请你记得在法老面前呢说我好话。Joseph
was putting his confidence in this cupbearer. I've done something good for him. He'll remember me. Put in a good word for Pharaoh.
约瑟那时候信靠这个人，他说我现在帮助了你，你当你在发达的时候，请你在法老面前呢纪念我。But
what happened?
但是发生了什么事呢？
The cupbearer got free.
这位酒政长呢，这个得到自由了。He
totally forgot about Joseph.
他根本把约瑟忘记了。Joseph,
after that cupbearer got free, he probably went back to his cell, packed his bag.
当酒政长得释放的那一天呢，约瑟一定回去他的鱼房呢，准备打包了，准备要出来了。He
said, oh, I'm getting ready to get out of here.
我现在要准备要离开监狱了。One
day went by, nothing happened.
一天过去了。
He said, well, he had to see his family and all. He said, he'll remember tomorrow, I'll get out.
酒政长大概刚刚出去，需要看很多的朋友，家人。Another day goes by.
所以这一天一天的过去了。Oh, Joseph learned a hard lesson of not depending upon man for anything, but learning to totally trust on the Lord.
他就在这段时间里面，他学习实在是不能信靠人，来要全然信靠主。And
praise God, at that appointed time, Joseph was released.
感谢主，在神所 预定的时间里呢，他得了释放。This
inward work that the Lord is doing, that we would learn of that sufficiency of Him.
所以神在我们里面做工，使我们能够学习，只有主能够满足我们。
And it's wonderful as we look at Paul's testimony here about being content.
我们来看到保罗的见证,
he says, I've learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am.
他说是不能在各种的境况中,
he speaks of the present tense.
他说到的是现在是,
not the past tense.
不是他用的不是过去式,
you know, oftentimes as we go through something, we can be really out of rest.
有时候我们经过一些事情的时候, 我们里面呢, 就失了安息,
and then afterwards, after we get out of it, we come through the trial, oh, we're restful, we're thankful.
当我们经过了以后, 回头看的时候, 好, 我们心中就安息了。
But what Paul is speaking of here is the I am. In the midst of that circumstance, in the midst of that trial, he had learned to be content.
保罗这边讲到说,他现在的情况中,他学习到了知足。
In the midst of the sea, when he was on that boat, when the storm was surrounding him, he had learned to be content.
当在那个暴风雨中,当船就要沉下去的时候,他在那里说,我学了知足。
Because he had learned this secret of freely submitting to God's will.
因为他学到了一个秘诀,就是把他自己完全的交给主。
And are surrendering ourselves to him, not resisting his will. And it brings us back to this whole matter of consecration.
这个呢,就是我们提到这个全然的奉献。
Because that, as we're giving ourselves to the Lord,
当我们把自己交给主的时候,
and we've touched on this a little bit,
我们提到了一些,
we're not giving ourselves to the Lord to do something for Him,
我们不是把自己交给主,是我们能够为主做一点事。
But we give ourselves to the Lord for Him to live in us, for Him to have His way in our lives.
我们把自己交给主,是主自己能够住在我们的里面,是他能够掌管我们。
That carnal Christian can never know this contentment.
一个属肉体的弟兄姊妹,他永远没办法满足。
But as Paul went through these circumstances, he learned this.
当保罗经过许多的事情, 是他能够学到了这个秘诀。
And I'm sure this was a progressive learning.
我们知道说这是一个, 是进展性的学习。
Because aren't most things within this Christian life of a progressive learning?
我们知道在这个基督徒的生活中是有一个渐渐学习的过程。
We learn more and more of the reality of all that Christ is doing.
我们是越来越多的学习基督的满足。
When we were first saved,
当我们刚刚得救的时候,
we think we know what salvation is.
我们觉得我们知道救恩是什么。
But as we go on more and more in the Lord,
当我们在主里面真正成长的时候,
and we look back at what the Lord has saved us from,
当我们回头看主从哪里把我们救出来,
and the great work that He's done,
主所做的这个, 救恩的大功,
that's when we speak of our so great a salvation.
Our
salvation in one way is greater to us today than when we were first born.
所以救恩对我们今天来说呢,比我们在得救的时候还要浩大。
There's this progressive growing in the Lord.
因为我们在主里面要渐渐的成长的。
That pressing on in Him.
使我们在基督里面竭力追求。
We can take the example of baptism.
我们用那个受浸来做一个比喻。
Most of us, when we're baptized, we have an understanding of baptism.
我们当我们受浸的时候, 我们对受浸有一些了解。
As one's fellowship with the brothers before they're baptized, they have to have that basic understanding.
当我们, 受浸以前呢, 我们需要对受浸有一个很基础的了解。
But then as we go on in the Lord, and we witness other baptisms, and we see more and more of what God is speaking of here,
当我们在主里面成长的时候, 我们看到很多其他的受浸, 然后呢, 我们就知道的越多。
We see how at the very beginning we just knew a little bit about baptism.
我们才发现说, 我受浸的时候, 根本对受浸的事情知道的非常少。
But we're progressively learning more and more of all the greatness of it and all that it testifies of.
渐渐的, 我们知道这个受浸实在是暴露更多的事, 更多的真理。
That's what this Christian life is about.
这就是基督徒的生活。
In the school of Christ, we're learning of Him.
在基督的学校里, 我们一直不断地学习他。
And we're learning for Him to be our all in all every day.
每一天呢, 我们都来学习基督是一切的一切。
And we're thankful how, as we do this, the Lord teaches us and brings us into the various circumstances of life.
所以主呢, 就每天呢, 在各样情形里面来这样子教导我们。
You know, where are we, as we are here today,
今天我们在这里,
do we know of that contentment?
我们 学会了知足吗?
Just think of our own lives.
我们来想想我们自己的生活。
Are we content being single?
我们能够以单身为知足吗?
Or are always restless trying to find a bride or a husband?
或者是我们只是一直想要结婚，一直想要找男朋友、女朋友。
Is there a contentment there?
我们里面有没有安息呢?
We can also say, are you content being married?
或者是你以结婚的生活知足吗?
You know, and just knowing of how what God has brought us together in.
知道说神把你们两位摆在一起。
Are we content in our jobs?
或者是我们的工作，我们里面得到知足吗?
Or are we always looking for something else?
或者是我们的工作上一直在找新的工作。
It's not that we never change jobs.
也并不是说我们永远不换工作。
But the realizing that the Lord has us right where we are today.
乃是主在你现在的情况中，主就在其中。
Are we in a place of rest there?
我们是在安息中吗?
No, it's of our schooling, it goes on and on and on, of our own image of ourselves.
在各样的事情里面，这个例子可以无限多的。
The Lord has fearfully and wonderfully made each and every one of us.
我们是神造我们是可畏的。
And yet so often we don't like the way He made us.
有时候我们不喜欢我们自己的形象。
We're trying to change this or change that.
我们想要打扮成这个样，打扮成那样。
Are we content with who we are in Christ?
我们真正能够在基督里面。 看到自己知足吗?
That quiet contentment speaks volumes to many people.
我们知道这个对很多人来讲，这个知足的心是非常的重要的。
Are we content with where we are in the body of Christ?
在基督的身体里面，我们有这个满足吗?
Do you ever ask how important am I in the body of Christ?
你问过自己，我在基督的身体里面有多重要呢?
Maybe you think, well, I'm not important.
或者你说我实在一点重要,
Every one of us is precious and vital within the body of Christ.
但是每一个人呢，在基督的身体里面都是重要的。
There's a great diversity of functions within the body of Christ, but each one of us is so vital.
在基督身体里面有许多的功用，有许多的肢体，每一个人都重要的。
Some years ago, I had to have surgery on my back.
几年以前呢，我的背部需要动手术。
I had gotten hurt playing sports.
我这个。 打球的时候受伤了。And
so what had happened was a nerve had something had pinched the nerve and I lost a feeling in my foot.
我那个神经啊，这个相撞，所以我就整个腿部就没有知觉了。
But after the surgery, I didn't have any feeling in my two little toes.
手术以后呢，我发现我的两个拇指呢仍然没有感觉。
Now, before that surgery, I had not spent a lot of time thinking about my little toe.
那个手术以前呢，我从来没想到我的两个脚趾头。
I don't imagine many of you think about your little toes.
我相信说，你们中间没有人想到你的两个拇指头。
Unless you're getting a pedicure.
除了你是在擦那个脚趾甲油的时候以外。
But after that surgery,
但是那个手术之后,
I found out how important that little toe was.
我发现说，我这两个这个脚趾头非常重要。
Because I couldn't walk.
因为呢，我没有他们，我没办法走路。
I kept falling over.
我常常这个东倒西歪。
That's why after surgery I had to go do therapy.
所以这手术以后呢，我必须要经过这个复健的工作。
I kind of retrained my right foot on leg and on how to function without this part of it working.
我必须要学习怎样用这个我的脚呢走路。
We're all so important within the body of Christ.
所以我们在基督的身体里，每一个人都是非常重要的。
If you look over at 1 Corinthians 12, now we're not going to read these verses.
你都读到这个哥林多后书和前书。
1 Corinthians 12.
Okay.
This chapter deals with the body of Christ.
这个哥林多前书第十二章是讲到基督的身体。
And really it breaks the body of Christ down into two categories.
他把基督的身体分成两个部分。
And from verses 14 to 19,
从14节到19节,
it's ones that think too little of themselves.
他乃是那些讲到那些弟兄姊妹把自己看得太低了。
And then from 21 to 26,
从21节到26节,
it's ones that think too high of themselves.
有些自己把自己看得太高了。
This first group, they think they're not important.
第一个组的那个弟兄姊妹们觉得他们实在不重要。
You know, the hand says to the foot says to the hand, oh, your hand, you're so important.
那个脚对手说，哎呀，你太重要了。
Because look, the hand gets all the attention.
因为手呢, 大家都注意到手,
I move my hands, your eyes move back and forth.
我在动手的时候,你们的眼目就跟着我的手动。
Not many of you are looking at my feet.
没有一个人看我的脚。
So the feet have an inferiority complex.
所以这个脚呢, 感觉到它,
they don't think they're important.
它有这个自卑的感觉。
And we can chuckle, but we can also see within the body of Christ, we can start to think, oh, look at those people. They see them. They don't see me. I'm not important.
我们在基督身体里面也会感觉到有些弟兄姊妹大家都注意到他们我呢没有人注意到我
Each and every one of us is important within the body of Christ.
其实在每个弟兄姊妹在基督的身体里面都是重要的
I think most of us in here have heard of a brother named D.L. Moody.
我们知道说在我们中间可能有些人知道D.L. Moody这位弟兄
D.L. Moody had a marvelous gospel ministry all throughout Chicago and the world.
我们知道D.L. Moody呢神借着他 这个福音的服事呢，成全了许多的弟兄姊妹，在芝加哥和在全世界。
But have many of us heard of a brother named Edward Kimball?
但是呢，你有听过这个Edward Kimball这位弟兄吗？
He's really not very well known.
这个弟兄没人知道他。But
if you look back at the story of Moody,
但是你如果读这个。 Moody的传记的时候,
when he was a young man, his parents sent him to Chicago to work.
他小的时候呢，Moody呢就被带到这个芝加哥工作。
And as he was working there in the store, he stayed with his uncle.
他在这个鞋店工作的时候，他就跟他的叔叔住在一起。
And the uncle had one condition.
他的叔叔跟他讲说，我只有一个条件。
If you live in this house, you have to go to church with me.
你如果住在这个房子里，你就必须要跟我去教会。
Because he wasn't a believer.
因为那个时候，穆迪不是一个信徒。So
he went.
所以他就跟他叔叔去教会。And
he had this Sunday school teacher named Edward Kimball.
他那些教主学的老师就叫做Edward Kimball.
Kimball took a liking to him.
这位弟兄呢就很喜欢他。
And he had it, the Lord put it upon Kimball's heart to share the gospel with Moody.
就神就叫这个 Kimball 弟兄呢向 Moody 传福音。
So he was Kimball. He's just what we would call an ordinary brother.
我们知道这个 Edward Kimball 这个弟兄呢，我们就是把他当做一个一般的弟兄姊妹。
I don't really like that term.
我自己的不太喜欢这个
we're all ordinary,
称呼，因为我们每一个人都是其实是一般的。我们一方面是普通的，一方面我们都是特殊的。
But Kimball went to the shoe store one day to share the gospel with Moody.
有一天呢，这个弟兄带着Moody去一个卖鞋店的传福音。
And he came walking down the street and he looked in the store.
他就在街上呢看到这个店。And
he saw Moody was waiting on a customer.
他看到这个穆迪呢，在那边这个卖鞋，在跟顾客讲话。
He was really nervous.
所以这个弟兄就很紧张。
So oh, good. He's waiting on somebody. I'll go for another time. He walked on.
所以这个Campbell弟兄呢，哎呀，他正在照顾客人，所以我就到别的地方去吧。
And then the Lord grabbed his heart, so he turned around.
但是主呢，不放过他，叫他 回头。
He went back by the store. He looked in, didn't see him.
他这时候在往那个店里看的时候，他看不到穆迪了。He
said, "Oh, I don't see him. Maybe he's gone to lunch. I'll try some other time." And he walked on.
他说：“哎呀，穆迪不在店，他可能去吃中饭了。我现在等改天再来吧。”And
the Lord caught him, and he went back.
主呢，在他里面把他又抓回来。And
he went in, and he met with Moody, and they went into a back room.
他终于看到穆迪在店里面，他们两个就到了背后。And
actually, neither one of them remember what was shared.
他们两个人事后呢，根本不晓得他们讲了什么。
But Moody gave himself to the Lord that day.
但是那一天呢，穆迪把他的生命交给主了。Moody
is a famous name.
所以穆迪现在呢，变成非常有名望的名字。But
we're very thankful for an Edward Kimball.
但是我们应该也为着这位Kimball弟兄呢，感谢主。And
it's interesting as you trace things through the history of the body of Christ.
你如果从教会的历史里面来寻求的话。
Edward Kimball shared with D.L. Moody.
Edward Kimball这位弟兄呢，把福音传给D.L.
Moody led thousands to the Lord, millions to the Lord.
这经过穆迪呢，神带领上千上万的人信主。
One of those that was led to the Lord was C.T. Studd and his family.
那么其中有一家被带到主面前的，乃是 C.T. Studd的弟兄的他全家。
And then one that through C.T. Studd's ministry was led to the Lord was one that we know was Lance Lambert.
经过 C.T. Studd弟兄呢，被带到主面前的，就是我们所认识的Lance Lambert弟兄。
We don't talk much about Edward Kimball anymore.
我们今天呢，没有人认识 Edward Kember.
But look what one, maybe what we would call insignificant person within the body of Christ did.
你看看吧，这个在我们眼中是一个不重要的一个弟兄，他在主的身体里所做的。
We're all so vital.
我们每一个人都是重要的。
And then, on the other hand, there's some that think they're so important, so big.
从一方面来看，有些事情实在是大的。
They think they're such spiritual giants, they have need of nobody else.
我们会看到有些人好像是属灵的伟人一样，他不需要别的同工的帮助。
As I mentioned, Stella and I have been going to Brazil for a good number of years.
提到说我和我的姊妹呢，去这个巴西几年。
And one of the things that Brazil is noted for is football, or soccer.
在这个巴西呢，最有名的运动乃是足球。
Very rarely do they have the best soccer players in the world.
他们呢，在世界上有最有名的足球员。
But often they don't win the world championship.
他们通常呢，没办法赢得世界冠军。
And do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
They have too many stars.
因为他们有太多的这个足球明星。
Every one of the players on their national team is a star in a different team.
因为他们在国家队里面的那些成员呢，每一个球员都是在他们职业球队的明星。
They're not used to playing with other people. They're used to being the center.
他们呢，不习惯和别的人同工一起搭配。
So that they can't play this way.
所以他们在一起的时候呢，就没办法赢球。
So they don't win. And so sometimes within the body of Christ, some of us can think we're so great.
有些呢，我们 在基督的身体里面，有些人觉得自己太伟大了。
We were in California a few years ago, and we were looking at the sequoia trees.
我们在加州的时候，看到这个一个非常大的树。
And I was, and these are huge trees.
这个树是非常庞大的。
I was reading the plaque there next to them.
我在读那个这个在旁边的这个牌子。
And it was saying, "You never see a sequoia tree standing by itself."
他说这个庞大的 树呢，有一个特点，就是它从来不是单独一棵的。These
huge, majestic trees that look so strong, but you never see them by themselves. They're always grouped together.
在这么庞大的个树，它不是自己长在那里，那是一群的这么庞大的树都在一起。
And you know why that is?
为什么呢？
Because their root system is very shallow.
因为他们的这个根呢非常浅。And
actually, the roots from one tree grow with the roots of the other tree, and they support one another on that foundation.
他们的那个树根呢，因为他们每一个树的树根都要那个盘结在一起。If
that mighty tree ends up being by itself, the winds come and it just falls over.
如果这个庞大的树单独在那里的话，那风一吹它就倒了。Brethren,
we need each other in this hour.
弟兄姊妹们，你和我都需要彼此。The
Lord has brought us into this work that He's calling us, and we're not to think too high of ourselves. We don't think too low of ourselves. We don't think of ourselves.
当神呼召我们在这个基督的身体里面的时候，我们把自己不要把我们看低估了自己，也不要高估自己。
And the Lord has tailored in our lives in such a way that we're those in every situation to be learning of Christ.
神把我们摆在一起，让我们经过各样的事情呢，使我们一同学习基督。
Could we enter into this testimony that Paul had?
我们能够进入像保罗一样的见证吗？
I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am.
我不论在怎样的境况中。 都能够知足，因为我学会了。But
as I conclude, I want to make one final point.
当我做结论以前呢，我要再提一件事。One
who is truly contented is also the most discontented.
你最知足的人呢，也是最不知足的人。And
you see, like Mac, you just undid your whole sermon for an hour.
你会跟我讲说，麦克弟兄啊，你这个不是白讲了吗？
But if you look at Paul in Philippians 3,
当你读到腓立比书第三章的时候,
would you describe him as contented? Now he's pressing on.
你在那里读到的时候,他是竭力追求,他不是一个知足的人。
So what's this paradox that we're seeing here?
为什么有这样的矛盾呢?
Paul was content in the circumstances of life.
保罗是在于这个生活上的各种情况中,
But never content in his knowledge of the Lord.
但是他对主的认识事上乃是没有满足的。
Content with the circumstances of life, but not content with knowing the Lord.
在生活上各样情况里面，他是一个知足的人，但是对基督的认识上，他永远不满足。
Oftentimes we do just the opposite.
我们呢，却正好相反。
We become discontent in the world and content where we are in the Lord.
我们对于世界上的追求呢，永远不满足，但是对属灵的追求呢，早早知足了。We're always pressing on
in the world, pressing on, but we're content in the Lord.
我们努力追求世界上的东西，但是我们在主的事上却满足了。This is
what Paul is sharing with these dear ones in Philippi.
这是保罗对于腓立比的弟兄姊妹们分享的地方。
Whatever circumstances are before you, be content in those. Learn of Christ in this.
在外面的生活上的各样的安排和情况中，要学习知足，学习基督。
But in our life of Christ, together, in our individual life, we want to know Him more and more.
当时在基督的生命，对基督的认识上，我们要不断的要认识他。
And we're thankful how Paul, as he writes this letter,
我们感谢主，当保罗写这封书信的时候，
he brings them all back to that one thing that's necessary.
他把他们就带到这一件最重要的事，
knowing and experiencing the reality of the love of Christ.
来是来认识体验这基督的大爱。
That in a fresh way they would know that confidence of the love of Christ.
当他们能够对基督的大爱有一个非常新鲜的体会和确据。
They would know the cost of the love of Christ.
他们能够明白基督爱的代价。
They would be controlled by the love of Christ.
他们能够被这个爱来激励。
And they could enter into that contentment of the love of Christ.
他们能够进到在基督爱中的那个知足。
May we learn this lesson also.
让我们每个人也一同学习这个功课。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful for how jealous you are for your life to be formed within us.
主，我们为着你迫切的使你的生命成型在我们的心中，感谢赞美你。
So as we give ourselves to you, we want to be those that are learners of you.
当我们把我们的自己交托在你手中的时候，我们要一同来学习。
The daily as you have us in the school of Christ in whatever circumstances we're in.
在基督学校里面，你把我们摆在各样的环境中一同学习。
We could be those that are learning of you.
我们能够成为一个学习基督的人。
And those that are hastening and looking forward to your soon return.
使我们能够催促主的再来。
Thy name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.